Structure, then that these notes recorded on the 12th of March 1978, after the late evening notes on the first few minutes of this tape. With respect to the footnote about interconversion processes in elementary particle theory, how the schema set down here is intended to handle them, that's the schema in GP. The fundamental idea with which we've been operating in the count of replacement theses as set out in this paper, replacement of one ontology by another, where both the underlying picture, which is why we're able to use this informal set theoretic picture, because we're accepting this sort of micro atomistic realism in the micro theoretic sense from the outset, and not worrying about the issues raised as yet about the issues raised for our understanding of the relation between relations between mathematical structures of our theories and our foundations, the most fundamental notions in our mathematics itself, the foundations. Our view of the foundations of mathematical knowledge, our view of the corrigibility or otherwise of the most fundamental notions in mathematics itself, in the light of our awareness of the kind of awareness of conceptual possibilities which elucidation of the kind of conceptual change, the elucidation of the reasons for the level of the relationship between conceptual structure and ontology, for the breakdown of one conceptual framework in the its replacement by another in the context of theoretic explanation provides for us. Concern, as I say, hitherto has been with replacement of one ontology by another, the relationship of being KP composing the entities of the K-tuple in the underlying theory, more fundamental theory, bear in any order the relationship of being KP composing is as a result of our adoption of finite set, various other, of a rather restricted notion of argued a mathematically restricted, highly restricted mathematical explicate of the notion of being a complex of which is adapted to handle only certain is precisely adapted to handle atomistic microtheoretic realisms of the kind that is under discussion here. What you want to make is this: that the ontology of a covered theory is being replaced by the ontology which stands in the elucidated by our metalinguistic codification, encoding of our thesis. It also tacitly implies a certain kind of intelligibility. The an informal conceptual, grasp of, since the kind of individuality of the objects of the replacement theory, the objects of the covering theory as individuals in an informal sense, in the informal sense. How that informal sense is touched on by Cantor, there being well-defined objects of our intuition, is related, we're saying it's a mistaken view, that it is related to the role of the notion, that notion played in the early formulations of set theory. Walker's account of set theoretic, arguing that set theoretic notions somehow carry our intuition. about the individuality, the kind of individuality, well-defined, conceptually well-defined, and intelligible ontology of certain kinds of scientific theory, but that is a part of the classical worldview, classical picture of the world, itself subject to dissolution. What you're going to say is that it is in the theories that you're considering here, in the relationships between the kind of micro-theories considered in this paper, it is a relationship between one, ontology, intelligible, perfectly. We're not worried about how considerations about the intelligibility of the ontology which arise at this at the level. And the relationship between the difficult the resolution, the kind of resolution that we might adopt to the problem of bringing mathematical structures to mathematically very disparate but putatively interrelated and profound, both implicated in the deepest level descriptions of the world. See QG 1975 introduction theories into conformity with one another or into mathematical relationship with one another and the effect of the framework within which we do that on our view of the stasis of one of those fundamental notions of mathematics themselves. That's the Bohm approach, which we're going to criticise. So compared to Rock, 1930. And with our standards of intelligibility, the way that we view the historical traditions in which our assessment of importance for the development of were the broad historical traditions in which our attempts to understand the grasp of the provide conceptual, coherent conceptual structure in terms of which principle of coherence of ontology and principle of intelligibility, the intelligibility of our ontology is apparent. Bohm's wanted to go straight to, as it were, by imaginative, intuitive reflection to grasp a totally novel conception of order in terms of which the ontology of plenum scheme, which involves a more radical departure to from classical views of the universe, and also a more radical departure from the mathematical viewpoint on the relationship between mathematical structures involved in our physical theories, it takes its point of departure, or so rather stems. The point that you just want to make in these few notes is, first of all, in the paper, GP paper you're dealing with micro theories and atomistic realisms, we're assuming for the purposes of this discussion, for the footnote on from Holker on into particle conversion processes, the intelligibility of the ontologies involved, that this level we're concerned about the informal no questions arise about the relationship between, as long as we stay on the level, the notion of being KP composing, the informal notion of being KP composing with companies on our notion of being KP composing. Tuples being brought into relation, the tuples whose set theoretic relations we're defining, elucidating via this set theoretic semantics, the Mabry, are to be thought of what is had in mind, the notion, the ontology had in mind for both theories is the atomistic one in the informal conceptual sense, generic sense of the notion being atomic, which requires careful elucidation and the relationships of that ontology and to the kind of mathematical structure, which we are arguing that Hooker has got wrong with his discussion of some set theoretic notions of Boolean structure. Atomic, right the way through. What we're going to say is, in the treatment of the kind of interparticle conversion processes just touched on in Hooker, and also in the other Godorn and the other box. I say in the kind of theories that we're micro theories we're considering here, the restrictions of being KP composing in any order records or reflects the conceptual reflects a tacit acceptance of kind of criteria of individuation, a criteria of identity for the elements of the tuple, and an informal conception of the kind of conditions of intelligibility that are associated with a particular, in this case, classical particle ontology. This is because we're only the kind of theories, this analysis we're considering here are not those where deep problems, which, as I say, I believe can in principle be resolved through the use of this formalism and in their resolution cast light and provide the occasion for quite detailed discursive comment on a number of alternative views of the relationship between the conceptual structure and ontology of physical theories and of the mathematical structures involved in them, and alternative views of the kinds of conceptual change which our science can embody, and see Dummett's discussion of Quine and Putnam's views of language, holistic conception of scientific theories, the view of mathematics as being, as it were, a proper part of our science. The kind of research programs which I'm expected to accompany the view of mathematics as a proper part of our science. Per Dummett's section on articulation of the world and how fundamental concepts, notably natural number concepts, fall out, however reality is articulated, which seems to me to be a very dubious view. Anyway, the point you want to make quickly here about this this footnote about interparticle conversion processes is that if we, it's generally acknowledged that it's both fundamental underlying symmetries that we're concerned rather than with anything approximating to the kind of intelligible, pictorially intelligible, intelligible in terms of the, rather than with entities, ontology which satisfies the kind of conditions of intuitive conceptual intelligibility of classical particle mechanics. We can handle relationships between the if they're fundamental and underlying symmetries in elementary particle amongst the kind of interactions taking place there, fundamental symmetries, as for instance on the quark hypothesis, see the Hagedorn papers on the quark, high quarks, and other accounts of quarks, as on some view of quanta, the quanta in which fields exchange energy. In fact, Hooker's view about unintelligibility is just to say that the notion of the quanta of a gravitational field is a marriage of two those are conceptually disparate notions. Well, of course it is. The argument is that they are conceptually and ontologically wholly disparate, and that this disparity is reflected in the mathematical structures, and that the level of resolution is the most, arguably, most fundamental elements of the mathematics themselves. Actually, in a quite different sense, the level of resolution is to be found, the key to that resolution of the problem is to be found at the level of the fundamental notions in mathematics itself. That is the program which President Baum embraces, and you want to go into that in great detail and show why you think it is quite inherent in his view about mathematization compared to Ra. See also, for instance, Isham's remarks about point sets and the kind of discussion by Bergman, Peter Bergman, on point sets, and also in pre-geometry, in Wheeler's discussion of pre-geometry, the monistic conception of thoroughgoing luministic conception of pre-geometry in terms, insofar as one of the principal considerations leading to this view about the relationship between the points as satisfying the axioms of differential geometry. Remember, compare the point about Hilbertian mathematical axiomatics and a more informal axiomatics which, as it were, focuses on the relationship between the conceptual forms of informal conceptual structure and mathematical formalism. Compare also the view of mathematical formalism as yielding its own interpretation, as in the Everett Wheeler Ground-a-Bit view of quantum mechanics, which seems very far-fetched, or to say rather that the ways in which the formalism, the development of the formalism itself, and the resolution of the technical difficulties in affecting the unification of two theories with mathematically very disparate, both extremely technically complex, mathematically disparate structures, obviously. The argument there is that we have to rely on the heuristic grasp of the role of functions, and for instance the way in which we can generalize or restrict the definition of functions in response to the perspective of correlation of function, of relationships between functions from mathematical viewpoint, purely mathematical viewpoint, some mathematical viewpoints on the relationships between the mathematical formalisms and the role of whether the functions, not at the level of sort of all generality of notion of logical function, but see Scott, but within the formalism as implied in the formalism itself, and suggested only the mathematical devices which might bring about unification of the point is there's a standard stock of techniques. See, this is another point altogether. Baum's point about fundamental stock of notions, techniques, parsimony of these, not argument that they are devised to satisfy criteria of consistency alone and provide the basis, say the logical foundation, not basis for the organization of, or for, the distinction here is that mathematics, Castongue's great error, so it seems to me, is to base himself on the idea that there's and Cooker is also liable to fall into this error, his way of looking at things, that there is a carryover from the relationship that we see, feeling for the kind of structure, heuristic grasp of the kind of structure, say the isomorphism type of these structures that we deal with in one particular branch of mathematics, and certainly we can express our knowledge about them and prove deep important theorems about them from the category theoretic viewpoint. note of slightly ironic note here that some of Hooker's, Lauvier's discussions about pain of variation and his metaphysical motivations for discussing the, for instance, the notion of pain of variation. Somehow saw structure of the domain of variation as somehow more fundamental than somehow going beyond that which can be elucidated by means of, and here we come to the informal set-theoretic notion associated, informal notion associated with our set-theoretic. Our intuitive models of set theory of succession of constant structure and elements of elements. Static, what about this, where the static aspect and the notion of sort of being an element of a structure is somehow requiring plurality of individual plurality of entities, which are the structures with respect to the conceptual sources of the theory, whereas our concern is with a global structure, particularly as regards to global and local, the idea of overall, certainly as touched on by Byrne, the idea of overall structure, the universe as being implicated in all physical descriptions, the connected with the idea that the universe is not the significance of new conception of order being that eliminates the relationship between the analysis of reality into parts, this the way that it falls out into discrete objects. In his chapter on identity and on quantification of abstract objects, formal characterization of the alternative ontological conception, monistic conception of reality, and the kind of mathematization required, see Graves and see Byrne, we're going to reject this as quite unintelligible. The search for, as it were, a principle of intelligibility or an ontology of that kind, such as would sort of illuminate the is a word often starts by postulating, starts from, or ends by postulating a relationship between the principle of intelligibility, notion of individuality of the classical ontology, and the role of individuals in set theory, the Cantorian conception of individuality of the elements of set theory. In fact, of course, the notion of pure set. The notion of cumulative hierarchy is brought up from the empty set by the operations of the theory, but and the operations as not the idea seems that it is lurking behind the Byrne point of view on set theory and Hooker's. Some of what Hooker says seems to be the end of view of Poulian. Connection seems to be that notion of operations on that our notions are operations on quantities are mathematical formalism, the structure of system of quantities and mathematical formalism somehow directly reflects our view of the relationship between the values of the, we say quantities, well, the actual the principle of intelligibility of our ontology, the view of sort of operations on quantities of our mathematical formalism is ultimately sort of justified by reference to set theoretic foundations. This is why to operations on individual sets of individuals, forming them into collections. That's of course absolutely daft, because set theory starts from the empty set. the trivial error. It's simply the result of pedagogical ineffectiveness that anybody should imagine that apparently the illusion is still there, that the theoretic notions are bound up with conception of individuality, the kind of conception of individuality, some intelligent principle of intelligibility has been discussed by Hooker when he says that we no longer have a well-formed conception of a well-defined notion of individual, in the sense that a well-defined notion of individual is explicated, elucidated in theoretic terms in the classical particle ontology, in the way that the mathematical structure of the classical particle mechanics reflects the conceptual structure, the descriptive schema, the ontology of the theory. See his remarks about that. Go back through this tape and you'll see one or two things that you started to say, particularly in the last few minutes, that you got sidetracked from and might be able to pick up the threads. I think you mentioned an irony a moment ago. Well, the irony, of course, was precisely forbidden about algebra. End up being, as it were, via categorical algebra, that we were trying to make this notion of standing in historical, within one historical tradition, the kind of principle of intelligibility or ontology, non-linear as being more fundamental. Non-linear structure being more fundamental than linear. See the remarks of by Wang and of Sachs and of Graves about this notion of non-linearity, and of Böhm, of course, himself, as demanding a new, new mathematical system in which the idea of monism and interdependence could be more naturally expressed, this kind of interdependence. You're going to argue that is an error and an illusion, but one which the kind of corrigibility to be found in the foundations of mathematics is not in that of that kind. What we were talking about earlier about the carryover from the relation that is seen by particularly by people like Castongue from our sense of the abstract organization of mathematics, the theory which provides for the abstract organization of mathematics as related to the conceptualization of the subject, and in this case rather the logical foundations of mathematics, as related to a conceptualization of the subject matter in terms of an informal role of the primitive conceptual basis of that theory is reflecting a commitment to a conceptualization, or rather a space, a logical space, in which awareness of conceptual possibilities, possible notions of order in possible awareness of most general abstract kinds of possible structure in terms of the way in which the subject matter of theories are organized, and connected with principle of intelligibility ontology, a change in the principle of intelligibility ontology, reflecting the its relation to one or other of the two great traditions in which Hooker argues all our ontological articulation of the world stands, and that there is one, the monistic, which has as well underlies the that of general relativity, and which might yet, as it were, produce when we understand when we're looking at the relationships between the mathematical formalisms of the mathematical structures and the relationship to the conceptual structure. characters on the two series as Hawkeye and Visages. Well, he's looking at QGMD. In fact, you are arguing that this role of ontology, this hold which that ontology has over the minds of the there's an incidental theory, although because Wheeler is a great physical mathematician, a great physicist, and a great physical mathematician. The highly intuitive physical mathematician, doesn't in fact do much harm. His ontology, insofar as he conceives of ontology as standing in that tradition, it gets in the way of his proper treatment of the theory. For instance, he constantly speaks of the world as being built out of geometry, or out of something more fundamental than particles or geometry, that is to say, pre-geometry. Would be more fundamental indeed, and not be more fundamental. It would be more fundamental, a mathematical model of the kind of structure that the principle of intelligibility of pre-geometry, in fact, goes right back to classical statistical mechanics, the CSM. Notion of Borel set end to probability calculi, which in Hooke's view held to reflect an atomistic conception of reality. In fact, they don't reflect an atomistic conception of reality, they reflect set theoretic structure, which is common to all mathematical structures, whatever, which stems from sort of fundamental notions. For functional correspondence and the relationship of functions under function value, rather than, as it were, within some sort of space of allowed functions, whose overall structure is there's some sort of feature of the structure of that space of allowed functions which expresses, which reflects. There was a kind of principle of coherence ontology. Well, in fact, not so directly, rather than via the values of the arguments of the function, the relationships between the values of the arguments of the function, which can only be either continuous, in which case we discussion of question about cardinality, and the cardinality of the domain is discussion of it is handled entirely in set theoretic terms. Nothing would have to do with the kind of principle of intelligibility of ontology as discussed in Hooker. Always discrete in this ultra-finitistic constructivist sense, whichever. The Siegel point of view seems to be that there might add Berm, that there is also a possibility of the global local and opposition between global and local. Intuitions about relationships of properties, the abstract relationship properties, the way that they might go together in the most general sense, and in the way that they might be related to the principle of intelligibility, the principle of coherence of the ontology that we adopt, compare Siegel and Graves and Berm and other people talking about global structure. And indeed, it's perfectly true that that is not catered for at all at the level of relationship between conceptual structure and mathematical structure. It's not catered for the very good reason that it is an illusion. You could argue, to suppose that we could have a mathematical system which was related to the notions of monism and interdependence, which more adequately reflected those notions of monism and interdependence. The way we might attempt to set up, we might set about trying to construct one, you will soon see that it is in fact a relation of functions under function value, and some of the things, the notion seems to be lurking there in Lovere. This discussion about domains of variation as were somehow, and in particular, the notion of succession of fixed structures, one for each point in the domain of variation, the notion of natural numbers, fundamental fundamentally, in terms of intuition, abstract intuition in the sense of Mabry, in Our Nation of Natural Numbers, discussed by Steen as somehow reflecting a commitment to a particular view of the world, as showing up again in QGMD, the 1963 and 1973 pre-models of pre-geometry, and compare that with the monistic ontology of Boehm or of Graves and others, but we'll get to argue that. The relative importance to be assigned, for instance, to the conceptual awareness and the way that our principle of intelligibility might evolve in relation to imaginative intuitive considerations, and as yet, unfulfilled research programs in mathematics look at nonlinear sheaf theory and so on. What you were going to say earlier on was the idea that the word conceptual organization, the organization of mathematics reflects conceptualization of its subject matter in the same way as it is held there.